Now, normally at this time on a Wednesday Rocks, we talk synchronicity with Chris Mackie, but
that's,
we have not, a special guest.
We do. Chris isn't here, but Sue Mackie, Chris's arguably better half, has joined us in the studio.
Welcome, he won't mind me saying that. I've crashed the segment.
You have, but very glad that you have. Now, just a little bit of a backstory here. It's about 3.5 years ago. Actually, a little bit longer than 3.5 years ago, I bumped into Sue. And Sue said to me, how are you going? It's been, you were diagnosed with breast cancer all those years. How are you travelling? I went, no, I'm great. And it's wonderful and all of that. And then the next time I bumped into Sue, which was about 3.5 years ago, you told me that you had just been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yes.
And you said to me, funnily enough, how isn't that like synchronicity? I'd bumped into you and you told me that you were doing really well, and then I got diagnosed, and there must have been some kind of, wasn't it good to have seen somebody with the same diagnosis who had was definitely a survivor and doing quite well with it? So I like to think, I hope I that I helped a little bit and that provided a little bit of positivity.
Absolutely.
To your experience, which in a way is kind of ironic because you've just written a book called Positive Oncology. Before we go into the book, though, Sue, you're going to tell us about some other synchronicity that was around how this book even came about.
Oh, well, it was more after the book had come out.
Well, tell us the story.
Right. So it was the day after it was published, in fact, and I'd had a book launch the night before, and I'd been invited onto ABC TV. And so that was all very exciting to get up early there on the TV breakfast show. And so that went really well. And I sort of finished that. I walked out of South Bank and I just felt this amazing sense of achievement. And then I felt a bit of a sadness because I thought, oh, just it would have been really lovely if my beautiful dad was around to celebrate with me, because I knew he would have really just been amazed and happy for me. So I walked across the road to a cafe and I jumped on Facebook just to have a little latte on, onto Facebook. And I've only ever put one photo of my dad on and I on Facebook, and it was like 4 years previously. And on the Facebook memories page, it flashed up at that point a picture of Dad and I, and the last time we'd been on the farm doing the sheep together.
Oh, before
it was like,
he passed away.
I know, it was so amazing. And but it was lovely because it was like he was there in spirit.
So there was a way of, oh, bless Facebook.
I know, it was Facebook synchronicity.
Isn't that just, but this is, and I love the fact that you are open to synchronicity. I know that Daryl and I really enjoy it when Chris comes in every fortnight and we talk about it. But now tell us about this book, Positive Oncology. So you were diagnosed with breast cancer 3.5 years ago. You went through your treatment. And then what happened?
So I was kind of lucky, unlucky but lucky, in that I had a lot of resources available to me when I went through the treatment. So married to Chris, and I manage practice full of psychologists. I was a bit of a positive psychology junkie, so I had a lot of resources, but it really struck me at the time there wasn't a lot around to help you get your head together or keep your head together.
No, and I remember back in the day, like there was sort of, it was all about how you cope, but not how you, there wasn't anything that was about your positive outlook.
Like,
do you know what? There wasn't any positive news, I guess, is what I felt.
So you feel like you're a bit out of control with not much choice. So I used quite a lot of strategies along the way, and I think that really helped me. And then when I finished the treatment, I was kind of a bit cast adrift because you kind of go, so no one's looking after me anymore. So I decided I'd do a 12-month course in positive psychology, and this book really kind of emerged out of that.
So it's called a
Positive Oncology, an optimistic approach to the big C. And I suppose in this day and age, we can have a more optimistic approach to it because more and more people are surviving and being cured of cancer.
Absolutely.
That's so true. And in Geelong, there's the stats are that 67% of people survive to the five-year mark. So that's a lot of people out there trying to get their head around, you know, how their life has changed now.
Yeah, because it is a life-changing thing. In some cases, you know, you lose part of yourself. In other cases, it's more a mind thing, but you've really got to look at it now.
And then in other cases, you lose part, then you get two new parts to replace said lost part, and they're kind of better than the old part. And anyway, that's just me. But, you know, it's a funny thing. Okay. This isn't...
Too much detail.
Yeah, too much. This isn't just for people who with breast cancer. This is for people who have been diagnosed with cancer. So. And it's about having a positive approach to what you're experiencing. And at times, that can be really hard.
Oh, incredibly hard. Some days you have to dig really, really deep. I think the thing with positive psychology, it's very much about accepting those dark times and those desperate times and having some sort of like a toolkit or some coping strategies to deal with that. So the book is very simple. It's really easy to read. Yep. And you can just dip in a chapter at a time. And
well, I kind of really like that as well. I think I found when I was going through treatment that you're exhausted most of the time, but it's hard to even concentrate on much.
Mm-hmm.
So to have something that you can that's pretty simple, you've laid it out just so beautifully so that the messages are right there for you. It really does come across as a really easy book to read.
Positive Oncology, and on the front there's a quote, "Our greatest freedom is the freedom to choose our attitude." It's an optimistic approach to the big C. And Sue Mack, we thank you for coming in and having your chat to us. Where can people find this book?
Well, it's on Amazon and good bookshops just in Geelong, special bookshops.
Awesome.
Grab a copy for yourself or someone you know.
Awesome.
Sue, thanks for coming in.
Sue, so great to
see
you.
My pleasure.
Bit of synchronicity and Positive Oncology. Look for it in your local bookstore.